My name is Valery Kravchuk. I work as a principal support engineer for MariaDB Corporation, and today I'm going to speak about some advanced use cases for BPF trace utility when applied to complex code base like the one from MariaDB Serum. It's not the first time that I try to speak about BPF trace, and I have a very hard task today to fit everything I would like to say into this short 20 minutes talk. So I decided not to repeat myself and concentrate on my new findings and some details that had never been shared previously. I refer to my previous talks here and there, I refer to documentation, and you can see on slides that whenever I have some word underlined, it's actually a link to a more detailed description, official documentation, blog post, GitHub repository, or whatever. So basically, I would like to cover some problems one may encounter while building BPF trace from source code, and I will start with the explanation why this is essential. I'll discuss few details that I previously claimed as problematic, or at least never tried with BPF trace, at least when applied to a complex code base like MariaDB Server. I'll also try to push BPF trace to the limits, try to find out how many probes I can really create on my hardware, and how to make a good use of BPF trace so that it gets a chance to actually replace other tools for some tasks, like replacing GDB in a more lightweight tracing manner would be my final goal eventually. So, just to put you back in context, this slide is mostly not new. To remind you,